This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. 70 years ago, an urgent call went out from Boston's Coconut Grove nightclub. George Graney was one of the first firefighters to arrive at the scene. A few years ago, he told WGBH what he saw.
There was nothing showing. There was no fire showing in front of the... No fire showing. Heavy smoke rising upward, but no fire.
But inside, it was different. There was fire. Saul Davis remembers trying to escape the chaos with his wife.
And I didn't know where we were going, but we just had to get away from, number one, the crowd, and number two, the smoke, and number three, the fire, which now was approaching.
Davis and his wife made it out. 492 other people did not, making the Coconut Grove fire the second deadliest building fire in U.S. history. And all this time later, there are still some unanswered questions about what happened in Boston back in 1942. This week, some of those questions may be answered, because Boston police have released original transcripts of interviews taken in the immediate aftermath of the fire. Stephanie Shoro has examined those records closely. She's author of the new book, The Coconut Grove Fire, and she joins us now. Stephanie Shoro, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Now, as we were noting, there are survivors of the Coconut Grove Fire who have spoken frequently in the many decades since 1942. What's in these Boston police transcripts that we didn't know before about what happened that day?
Well, I think that what they give is an immediate account of what happened that night. These are done mostly the next day, and they're very raw, and they're done by people who have the memories very, very much alive. Memories play tricks on us, and police officers will say there's no witness worse than an eyewitness. And in examining many of the various accounts of the fire, you'll find so many contradictions. This will sort of add to those contradictions, but it will also add to our understanding. I mean, these are people who escaped. I mean, some of them are people who are still looking for loved ones, who don't even know what happened to some of their companions that went into the fire with them.
All this time later.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that really caught our attention was that we also have in these interviews the immediate reaction from one Stanley Tomaszewski. Now,
right.
Remind us who he is and why he's important.
Stanley Tomaszewski was a 16-year-old busboy who was working the night of the fire. And he is largely faulted for lighting a match to screw in a light bulb that had come loose, and that particular flame was supposedly caught a palm tree in the downstairs lounge of the Coconut Grove, and that's where the fire started. Now, there are many people who dispute that theory. And there's a lot of theories of why this fire was so hot, spread so fast, and why it went out so quickly, which is another mystery. Stanley lived a life under the shadow of the Coconut Grove for the rest of his life, even though he went on to be in the Army and lived a very honorable life. He would get phone calls in the middle of the night blaming him for this fire. And in these interviews, this shows how it came to pass that he first described lighting that match. There's a bit of a mythology that he was very forthright about it. If you read these transcripts, you'll see the police or the questioners had to kind of tease it out of him.
Well, they ask him, what, 5 times if he had lit a match? And he says, no, no, no,
exactly.
Until he finally says, yes, I did.
And finally, he admits it. Now, you've got to understand, this is a 16-year-old boy. He was the main support of his parents, and he was absolutely traumatized. The first question the police put to him is, are you Polish, you'll notice.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they hear his access, and they immediately want to determine his ethnic status, because this is the war, and there were some concerns about spies, about, you know, who are these people. So I think the transcripts really offer a kind of a telescope into the Coconut Grove, but also to the kind of tenor of the times.
I mean, the police procedure around World War II in Boston,
exactly.
1942.
Exactly.
Well, Stanley Tomaszewski, in the transcripts, there's a portion where he says, I couldn't see the bulb that he was trying to change, and I struck a match and put it on, and then I stepped away. Then all of a sudden, the palm tree seemed to take fire. I was standing on top of the bench when I saw the fire. Some lady said, look, the palm tree on fire. I tried to beat it out with my hands. And then later on in these police transcripts, for example, a woman named Joyce Spector says, She was in the building and she felt those flames licking at me, at her, and she crawled under the tables on her hands and knees. And then she says, all I can remember is people stepping on me, on my head and back, and I came to some sort of smoke-filled place. There was a million bodies and someone pulled me out by the head. I mean, you can feel that. I mean, you can still feel the shock in these transcripts that they're feeling in the moments when they're describing it to the police.
And it's very raw, but it's very realistic. And the thing is that these are, looking at these today, crowdsourcing them, having people who've heard stories from their parents and grandparents about the fire, experts, now that these are available, people can look at this and maybe we can get some insights into what actually caused the fire. Was it indeed this match, which is the obvious answer? But in so many ways, there are so many mysteries about the fire. I think you'll find in these transcripts people describing how fast it is, how they're literally running out and the flames are right behind them. So it is a very stark, but it's also very necessary. I mean, we are still finding out things about this fire. I can't emphasize that enough. Every time I do a lecture, I find people with new stories.
Well, on that note, I should note that tomorrow, Stephanie Shuro will be giving a lecture to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Coconut Grove.
No, on November 14th.
On November 14th, okay.
Yes, at the Boston Public Library, yes.
Sorry, my fault there.
No problem. Yeah.
But it's to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Coconut Grove Fire at the Boston Public Library, as you said. To be clear, that is November 14th. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Shuro is the author of the 2005 book, The Coconut Grove Fire. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stay with us up next, why we vote on the first Tuesday in November and how to improve the culture of voting in the U.S. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.